Governor Walker declared a state of emergency last week, making it easier for propane supply trucks to haul. The order exempts drivers in the process of obtaining or transporting propane from certain requirements, limiting how long they can be on the road. Brendan Schultz of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association says the situation is not like the polar vortex winter of 2013-14, when there was a short supply of propane due to farming needs in the fall and in early winter. This year, finding enough available drivers has been the problem.
That's been the problem, the logistical problem of having enough drivers out there to be able to run enough transports to be able to pick up the propane and bring it back and get it into the system.
Schultz says Governor Walker's executive order, however, was a wake-up call to propane users.
It should make people think. It should make sure that people go out and make sure they check their tank levels, make sure they're in contact with their dealer to make sure that they're set for their next delivery.
Megan Levy is a local energy programs manager for the State Office of Energy Innovation. She says some terminals which supply local businesses have limited the amount of propane, largely due to driver requirements.
We have some terminals across the state that are on allocation, which means they have product, but they're trying to make it last. So they are giving different propane suppliers a limited amount. So it's important to keep track of the percentage in your tank, but there is propane coming into the state. We are supplied by a couple of different pipelines, and there are no real shortages there. We just don't have quite enough drivers.
She says the suppliers are being cautious until the driver requirement problems have gone away. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.